This session of our retreat will be a guided meditation mostly around the theme of metta. So maybe Zoya said yesterday, but for metta meditation, it's really recommended to be comfortable. Yeah. So if your meditation posture is only slightly comfortable, just seeing if there's anything you want to do that's going to make you a little more comfortable. I'm totally happy if you want to lie down, if that would be comfortable for you, then that could also be really good. So just see, give you a little time to find what's going to be a comfortable, pleasant way to have the body that's going to support, you could say, like an opening of the heart, being in tune with the heart. Maybe just take a few moments just to check in again with the body, making contact with the body. So you may know about this metta feeling, it's kind of a friendliness, it's kind of a welcoming. So maybe it can also welcome and hold the experience of the body right now. The body can feel welcomed into an atmosphere of metta. So in this practice, I'll be offering some phrases, and feel free to use your own phrases. I have them written down also in Hebrew in front of me in a way that even an idiot can read. So I'll make attempts at them every so often. But really, the emphasis here should be just use your own words or words you already know. You don't need to use the ones I'm suggesting. Use what works for you to offer this quality of kindness. And we're going to start with someone who it's very easy for us to feel metta towards. So anyone at all who you can find it easy to feel kindness or love or appreciation. Someone with whom the relationship's not too complicated. Perhaps someone also you find it easy to receive kindness from. It doesn't have to be a human being. It's any being at all you feel a bit of connection with. It's inviting you to invite them to be near. Maybe you invite them into your heart. Maybe the image of them, the felt sense of them, can rest in your heart, in your felt sense of the heart. Or maybe they want to live in your mind. It's a big kind of cave you have in your mind where they can just rest and relax. Maybe it's cool, it's comfortable in there for them. Anywhere at all, just that felt sense of them quite near. You notice as you hold them here, there's perhaps this just natural wish for them to be peaceful. Peace, Shilva. Sh. Trinada Shelva. May we be peaceful. May we know peace. As you say a word like that, just let that peacefulness radiate into the heart space and touch this being. Allowing oneself to be touched as we touch another with our heart. Shinada Shilva. Peace. Peace. Keeping the body comfortable, keeping the space open as much as you feel comfortable to. Letting that being, getting clear about the being again, letting them be close. You're experiencing peace now, just allowing this image of them perhaps to get a little more peaceful. Peacefulness radiate through Shilva. So the image of them, at times it'll fade away. It's okay. Just have an out breath, they're gone for the moment. Next in breath, tuning in again. Tuning in, holding that space, inviting them in. Simple practice. Just again and again, just tuning back in. With that felt sense of them, maybe we can feel comes natural to us to wish this being to be healthy, to be safe. Shinada Bidcha. May we be healthy, may we know good health. May we feel safe. Again, it's the felt sense we're interested in this meditation. How it feels when we feel healthy, that vitality, that energy. Particularly when you become healthy after being ill, that feeling, letting that be what we wish to this dear being. Bidcha. So with that, remember there's this kind of clarity in the mind that's also possible in good health. Offering that. Seeing things well, thinking clearly. So in your own time, just keeping the practice going, how often you want to use the phrases, how often you just want to radiate the energy, exploring for yourself what's working. And of course, if the mind wanders, which it will, doesn't take an exception to metta meditation, minds wander, it's okay. But don't rush back, gentle, slow, soft. Fully with the out-breath, and then on the in-breath, letting that image, that felt sense, this dear being come back into mind, come back into focus. So you may notice the wish for this being to be happy. It would be a real gain for me if you were happy, if you felt happy. I would be happy to see you happy. Shinada Osha. Happiness. Remember the felt sense of happiness. That sense, nothing more needed, just happy. Maybe that bubbliness of happiness. Maybe that felt sense of this being smiling a little bit, lighter, relaxed. As we radiate that osher, that happiness into the heart space, into the mind's eye. And feeling it as it touches us, touches them. Staying in touch, if we can, with that felt sense, that image. Bringing it more into focus, clarity. And then Osho, happiness. May you be happy. you know, mind wanders. Sometimes we're present, sometimes wander away. You can always come back, always tune in again. It's a good moment just to check we're still comfortable, tension hasn't built up too much. Around the eyes, the jaw, soften. Shoulders, relax. Maybe the belly, soften. See if we can tune in again to this being as if for the first time, as if we're meeting them afresh, getting a clear sense of this being we have a connection with. Relatively easy to be kind towards, easy to receive kindness from. And so you'll know we're wishing peace, shalva, wishing health and safety, bitcha, even happiness, osher. But these also come and go at times. But maybe we can wish in the midst of this life, all its uncertainty, may you find ease, nahat. Find ease with it all. Imagine what's it like when we feel ease. It's nahat. See if we can let that radiate into the heart space, into the mind's eye. Letting it touch. Letting this being be touched. Be filled with this wish. Shenida Nahat. Ease, nahat, and the felt sense of ease. It's tuning into that frequency. Noticing if you're still tuned in, still connected to this being, still relaxed in the body, heart, mind. Getting that connection, let's just move through these phrases, these radiations of kindness once more. Just getting that clear sense of them, this next in-breath, letting it become even clearer. Have all the space in the heart, the mind. that they need, that they would wish to have. Shinada Shalva, it's peace. How is the peace? What's peace like? Good health, safety. Including that clarity of mind, strength in the body. Osha, happiness. How is it to wish happiness? To feel happiness radiating from you to another. Maybe it's bubbly. Maybe it's stable. Really open-hearted, soft. However you feel it. Tuning into that and offering it, offering all of it that you have, as much as you can. Ease, support you. May you be at ease with whatever is arising and passing in your experience. It's vast, endless, supportive ease. Nachat. Nachat. just really relaxing again. Any tensions building up? Body, heart, mind. Just checking. We need to soften in any way. So maybe you remember in the Vedana practice, we have these more neutral areas where things are not particularly pleasant, not particularly unpleasant. And so in our relationships with beings, we also have, you know, beings that are not yet friends, haven't done anything to become particularly not friends. Not someone we have a difficulty with, just people we haven't particularly noticed. You know, I haven't really got a relationship with in particular. Might be someone who lives in our building but we never spoke to, we see in our neighborhood, maybe walking their dog or something, maybe they run a shop. If we can bring someone like that to mind, or maybe someone on this retreat we noticed but don't have any real connection with, can we tenderly, very gently invite the sense of them that we have into the heart, into the mind? Just that. Is that possible? That they could rest in the felt sense of this heart, in the felt sense of this mind, in the cool, in the relaxed environment. So someone who's in that in-between condition, yeah, is now in the heart. How does that feel? If there's any tension, just encourage ourselves to relax again. And this being, let's see, it's actually no loss to us if they're peaceful. Shalva, may you be peaceful. May be no loss to us, only a gain for us and for them. If they were healthy and safe. They felt healthy and safe. Shenida bidcha. Again, it's that felt sense we're looking for. The vitality in the body. Health. Strength. With it, that clarity in the mind and heart. Shenida bidcha. maybe them being a more subtle object of the mind to hold, might wander away more easily, or it might be quite clear. See if you want to just shape the image in any way to get it a felt sense of this being. When it's good enough, Shinada Osha, be a gain for me if you were happy, if you felt happy. I'm really interested in that feeling radiating across so that the word has meaning. It touches you as it touches them. Of course, we know all of these things, they come and they go. But we could relate with ease, nahat. Whatever's happening in your life, may you meet it with ease. Shinada nahat. Nahat. Really free, touched by life, but not knocked over, not knocked down, something flexible, something wide, relaxed, intimate, nahat, nahat. Just taking a few moments just to breathe with this being. Or again, just releasing, relaxing. Getting comfortable in the body. Relaxing the face, the shoulders, the belly. Having a few enjoyable breaths. Self being aware of your breaths. In the mind's eye, in the heart space, maybe there's an image of yourself practicing, actually. Can this sense of the meditator, sense of you right now, rest in the heart space, just as these other beings have? You invite this felt sense of yourself right now into that space. So rest there, just as much as you can. Sheda Shelva. Tasting of this peace in here. Remember how it feels, this peace. Shalva. Maybe it's vast, gentle. Shada Bidha. Feel this healthiness, this strength in the body. Clarity in the mind. It's not selfish to wish this. Support us to be of service in the world. You can see maybe it'd be no loss to the world if you were happy. And at ease, Shanda Nachat. Deeply relaxed, deeply okay. If we can allow it, that ease can radiate around us. That happiness can radiate around us. Wishing for health and well-being and safety also radiate around us. The peace. And spread out, touching all the other living beings in this building we're in. This metta feeling expand into the neighborhood. Shenada Shalva Bidcha Oshe Nachat. May we all be peaceful, healthy, happy, at ease. and also everyone we're practicing with here. May everyone in their building, in their neighborhood, in multiple points around the country, may they also all experience this metta. Shenida metta, all its forms, Osha, Nachat, Bidcha, Shalva. And from there, the gaps between all the beings, between all the kinds of beings there can be, all living forms, and spreading out across the whole country, across all these false boundaries, these political lines invented, across all kinds of landscapes, into the oceans, the mountains, the deserts, the grasses, the rivers, spreading across the whole world. Letting the whole world be within you, held in this heart space, and all the living beings of this living planet. Shenida Shalva, Bidcha, Oshe, Vinachat. May all be free.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.